Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. 80 years ago, a young Rapid City man named Earl Brocklesby contemplated people's fear and fascination and created an attraction that redefined the Great American Road Trip in South Dakota. Reptile Gardens has provided hands-on educational experiences for all ages since 1937. They celebrate the 80th anniversary with visitors and staff on June 17th. Today, we welcome Earl's sons, Johnny and Jeff, to the program. Johnny Brocklesby, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Jeff, thanks for being here as well.
Oh, yes. Thanks for having us.
I feel in some ways like I should just stop talking and you should start telling stories, because I bet you have a ton of them. But let's start with the celebration itself and sort of staff from across the years. Johnny, do you want to lay out what exactly is happening to celebrate 80 years at Reptile Gardens?
Yeah, it's such a milestone that we decided we really needed to do something special. So tomorrow night in Rapid City at the Rushmore Plaza Holiday Inn, we are having a reunion party for all former staff members that can make it, and we're going to have just a terrific time. Right now, we have over 400 RSVPs from people from all around the country. We have people that actually worked here back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, so we're planning on just having a terrific time tomorrow night and getting to renew all our old acquaintances and all the people that really are responsible for Reptile Gardens being able to survive and make it for 80 years.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, tell me the importance of those staff members that sort of came and went over the years. What makes that many people want to come back all these years later and gather?
Well, I think working at Reptile Gardens is a real forming experience for a lot of people. A lot of the young people who work out here, this is their first summer job. It's their first chance to participate in the workaday world, and it's a, shall we say, a unique place to work. It's a fun place to work. There's other young people. You have interesting things. You have, you know, snakes and alligators and crocodiles and giant tortoises, and you get to work outdoors in the sunshine. And a number of people have just said how working at Reptile Gardens was really formative in their lives and in shaping their whole work experience. We've had employees who've gone on to become federal judges and lawyers and doctors and all sorts of professions. And a lot of them credit Reptile Gardens is kind of where they got their start in developing a good work ethic.
Johnny, tell me one of your early memories of your dad or of Reptile Gardens. Take me back to sort of see this operation through the eyes of a child.
Yeah, well, I guess probably one of my earliest recollections is back when at the old Reptile Gardens, where we were located at the what would now be the end of Skyline Drive in Rapid City, and that's where Highway 16 went by at that time. And I remember as an 8-year-old boy, we had the giant tortoises there, and we had a position that was called Tortoise Boy. And you would stand in there and you would lecture on the giant tortoises to the guests that came through. And at 8 years old, I remember my dad said, well, you're going to go out there and you're going to work one day a week in the summer in that tortoise yard. And Dad put a big bull snake around my neck. And here this little 8-year-old kid was talking about the giant tortoises to the guests that were coming in the gardens. And I guess that would be one of my my first memories of the place.
Jeff, how about you? An early memory of what it was like through the eyes of a child to sort of work there, live there, watch your dad there?
Yes, I guess you could say I followed in the footsteps of Johnny in that sense. When I was 8 years old, I also started in Reptile Gardens. And I guess once, you know, so many people say they're kind of afraid of snakes, and like, in our family, you just grow up with snakes, and you just kind of take it for granted. And I remember the first time, I was like 5 or 6 years old, and my dad hands me a bull snake. He said, here, take this. And then he took my picture. And, like, when your dad hands you a snake, you just take it, and you hold it. You don't think to him. So that was one of my earliest memories.
Did you have a sense that he was fearless, or did the concept of fear in regarding reptiles just not really exist?
He was... In his younger days, he was fearless. as he got older and a little bit more mature, he showed a little bit more respect towards being around the alligators and crocodiles and poisonous snakes. But yeah, there was always this element of fearlessness in him, though, throughout his whole life. I mean, he could just, I mean, go off to the New Guinea jungle and just walk into the jungle by himself, that sort of thing. But he, when he was young, as many of us when we're young, tended to think of himself as just that he wouldn't die, that he was just invulnerable. But he developed a little bit more circumspectness about that as years went on.
Johnny, as you look forward, you know, this is a time to sort of stand in the present and look back at 80 years and what's been created. What are your hopes for the organization in the next 80 years?
Well, in the next 80 years,
a big question.
It would be marvelous if we're still around, and hopefully we will be. We do have the third generation now that is in upper management out here. Our nephew, Jeff Oldham, and we also have a number of young people in their 30s and 40s that are part of the upper management staff here, and they just do an excellent job out here. They have the vision. They have the love of the place. They take ownership in the place, and I think that we'll be leaving it the legacy of Reptile Gardens in extremely capable hands as we move forward in the next decades.
Talk to me a little bit about the people who came through. You must have seen people from all over the world. What was that like as a kid to sort of experience, you know, people on that road trip, on that family road trip?
You want to take that, Jeff?
Sure. I was selling tickets at the front door. It was so interesting in that you would see people literally all over the world, all races, all nationalities, all languages come in, even though, you know, we think a little old South Dakota here. Mm-hmm. But we do get a fair amount of international visitors. And I guess that always impressed me very much, that people from foreign countries would be interested in coming to South Dakota and coming to an establishment like this. And it always impressed me.
And Johnny, I'm wondering if you have a sense of this notion of the road trip and how Reptile Gardens really didn't just plant, you know, its footprint for itself, but really kind of revolutionized this idea that people would be driving and that they would stop, and this was something families would do. Did that happen sort of organically on its own, or was that intentional and strategic?
Well, a little bit of both, but I think that Father had the vision, way back when he started it with those humble beginnings back in 1937, when he just had a pit in the ground with animals indigenous to South Dakota, to the evolution now to where the Guinness Book of World Records has declared us the largest reptile collection in the world. Mm-hmm. But even way back then, with the carving of Mount Rushmore and that, Dad realized that people were going to be traveling and they were going to be taking family vacation and road trips. And he did have that vision before they really started. And after the war, after World War II, really is when it took off. And that was when the mom and dad and kids were loading up the station wagons and driving across and taking a trip to the Black Hills. And Dad knew that you know, people, they want to see the beautiful scenery and everything, but if you have children, that they're going to want other things to do, other fun things to do. And that was the concept. That's what he created with the Reptile Gardens.
Johnny and Jeff Brocklesby, thank you so much for being with us today. Happy 80th, and come back again and tell us more stories. We appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you so very much.